5. Adjuster-mindedness. Evolutionary mortals are prone to look upon mind as a cosmic mediation between spirit and matter, for that is indeed the principal ministry of mind as discernible by you. Hence it is quite difficult for humans to perceive that thought adjusters have minds, for adjusters are fragmentations of God on an absolute level of reality, which is not only pre-personal, but also prior to all energy and spirit divergence. On a monistic level antecedent to energy and spirit differentiation, there could be no mediating function of mind, for there are no divergencies to be mediated. Since adjusters can plan, work, and love, they must have powers of selfhood which are commensurate with mind. They are possessed of unlimited ability to communicate with each other, that is, all forms of monitors above the first or virgin groups. As to the nature and purport of their intercommunications, we can reveal very little, for we do not know. And we further know that they must be minded in some manner, else they could never be personalized. The mindedness of the thought adjuster is like the mindedness of the universal Father and the eternal Son, that which is ancestral to the minds of the conjoint actor. The type of mind postulated in an adjuster must be similar to the mind endowment of numerous other orders of prepersonal entities, which presumably likewise originate in the first source and center. Though many of these orders have not been revealed on Urantia, they all disclose minded qualities. It is also possible for these individuations of original deity to become unified with numerous evolving types of non-mortal beings, and even with a limited number of non-evolutionary beings who have developed capacity for fusion with such deity fragments. When a thought adjuster is fused with the evolving immortal Marantia soul of the surviving human, the mind of the adjuster can only be identified as persisting apart from the creature's mind until the ascending mortal attains spirit levels of universe progression. Upon the attainment of the finaliter levels of ascendant experience, these spirits of the sixth stage appear to transmute some mind factor representing a union of certain phases of the mortal and adjuster minds, which had previously functioned as liaison between the divine and human phases of such ascending personalities. This experiential mind quality probably supremacizes and subsequently augments the experiential endowment of evolutionary deity, the Supreme Being.